We've got a special service today, and for young and old, and we're going to be thinking and celebrating Christmas, because that's a time to party, I think. Well, we've got a special friend who's coming to join us, and so kids, if you kids would like to come down the front, maybe parents, if you've got younger kids, you want to bring them down, I reckon bring them on down. Come on, guys, why don't you guys come on down? Come on, come and sit down here. Make sure you've got a good view. Yeah, come on. You're not too big. You can do it. Yeah, welcome. All righty. Well, I don't know when Priscilla will get here, but very soon, I think I'm expecting Priscilla. Ah! Priscilla!
Where did you all come from?
Where did they come from? Where did you guys come from?
What are you doing here?
Your seats. You came from your seats. This is Priscilla. Do you know, Priscilla, they're here to celebrate Christmas.
Oh, Christmas? I love Christmas. I love it. It's my favourite celebration of the year.
Mine too.
All the tinsel and lights and the presents. Oh. I love Christmas.
Christmas is pretty good. Who loves Christmas? Do you guys love Christmas? I love Christmas. Well, Priscilla, you know, I love Christmas too. We all love Christmas. And do you know what we are celebrating at Christmas, Priscilla?
Of course I know. We celebrate Christmas.
Christmas? Well, at Christmas, we don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas is celebrating something in particular. Do you know what it is?
Presents?
Kids, are we celebrating presents? No, not really. We celebrate with presents. That's right. Try again, Priscilla.
Family?
Family, is that what we're celebrating at Christmas, guys? Family? No, not really.
Summer?
No.
I know. We celebrate the end of the year.
Oh, that's not it either, Priscilla.
Oh, trees?
No, not trees.
Well, if it's not those things, what do we celebrate at Christmas?
Well, at Christmas, we're actually celebrating someone's birth.
Someone's birth? You mean a birthday?
That's right, a birthday. Christmas is all about a birthday.
Ah, so Christmas is someone's birthday party.
Yep.
I love birthday parties. I guess that's why I love Christmas. But Scott?
Yeah?
Whose birthday is it?
Well, it's... Actually, I'm not going to tell you. I think some of these kids here know, but we're going to let you find out for yourself. We're going to sing a song together now, and if you listen really carefully, Priscilla, you'll be able to figure out whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. And kids and adults, I want you guys to listen really carefully too, okay? So I want you guys to jump on up, and I'm going to teach you a few actions to this one. So there are a few actions. There's one line that says, Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem, okay? Come on, stand up. You've got good legs. When it says go to Bethlehem, we go like this. We're going to Bethlehem. And then it says baby born that night. And we rock like we're rocking a little baby born that night. And then the shepherd's told that a king is born. And we make a little crown. Now, adults, I hope you're remembering. I'm expecting you to join in. And then the last one is there are angels singing glory to God. And the angels singing glory to God. You can do that? Okay? The wise men. Oh, that's right. The wise men come to worship him. Almost forgot. Okay, so ready? Go to Bethlehem. Born that night. Told the king is born. Come to worship him. And the angels singing glory to God. Yeah, you got it? All right, well, jump on up, everybody. And let's all sing together.
Mm-hmm. and Joseph down in Bethlehem on that very first Christmas.
Alright, what's next?
Baby Jesus born that night. Baby Jesus born that night on that very first Christmas.
Now it's the wise men.
The wise men come to worship him, worship him, worship him. The wise men come to worship him on that very first Christmas.
Alrighty. What have we got next? The shepherds told of the king.
Shepherds told that the king is born, the king is born, the king is born. The shepherds told that the king is born on that very first Christmas.
Alright, now it's time for the angels.
The angels singing glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. The angels singing glory to God on that very first Christmas.
Now can we put it all together? All of them together? Yep.
Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. Baby Jesus born that night. The wise men come to worship him. The shepherds told that the king is born. The angels singing glory to God.
When?
On that very first Christmas.
Woo! All right, great job, guys. You can grab a seat. Now, let's see how well you were all listening, and let's find out how well you were listening, Priscilla. Now, Priscilla, did you hear whose birthday it is that we celebrate at Christmas?
Wait a second. You tried to trick me.
Trick you?
There were two people born in that song.
Two people born in that song? Did you guys hear two people born in that song? Who were the two people, Priscilla?
There were definitely two. Jesus, that's one.
Yep.
And Elvis, that's two.
Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear Elvis in that song.
Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. Baby Jesus born that night. Shepherds told that the king is born. That must be Elvis, the king. Elvis was born on the first Christmas.
The king. Ah, Priscilla, Elvis is the king of rock and roll. But he wasn't born on, well, he might have been born on Christmas Day. I don't know when Elvis was born. But he's not the person born on that first Christmas, which is why we celebrate.
I thought Elvis was the king.
Well, a king of rock and roll, but Jesus is the king of the entire universe.
So Christmas is about celebrating Jesus' birthday?
That's right. 2,000 odd years ago, Jesus, the king of the entire universe, was born. And that's what we celebrate each year at Christmas.
So Christmas is all about celebrating Jesus' birthday.
You got it, Priscilla.
Well, I suppose that the birth of the King of the Universe is really, really special.
That's right.
Scott?
Yes, Priscilla?
Well, Christmas is Jesus' birthday party, right?
Uh-huh.
And at a birthday party, everyone gives the birthday person presents.
Yep.
So why do we give other people presents when it's Jesus' birthday?
That's a really great question, Priscilla. Well, we give each other gifts to remember something. Do you girls and boys know what we're reminding each other of when we give each other gifts, Luther? Did you hear that? That Jesus is the best gift ever. That's exactly what I was going to say. We remind each other that Jesus is the best gift ever who God gave to us, and that's why we give each other gifts. Now, what do you think that gift is, Priscilla?
Chocolate.
No, what do you reckon, guys? Is the best gift ever chocolate? No.
Skateboard?
No, not a skateboard.
An iPad?
No, you got to think bigger.
A car?
What do you reckon, kids? Is a car the best gift? I mean, I'd love a car for Christmas, but is it the best gift in all of eternity? No. No, the problem with all of these gifts, as cool as all of these gifts are, Priscilla, is that, well, chocolate, it gets eaten up and then it's gone, and cars get old and break, and iPads do, and skateboards, you know, you ride them for a little while and then you hurt your knee and you leave it in the corner and you don't touch it for a whole year. And all of these presents, they get old and they break and they wear down, don't they? But the greatest gift ever will never get old, won't break, and it will always be just as wonderful.
It never, ever breaks, always out.
That's right. Never, ever, ever. And even though those things are really cool, they're not the thing that we really, really need. See, the greatest gift ever is a gift that we really, really need. Actually, it's the only thing, the one thing that we need more than anything.
Well, what do we really need, kids? Do you know?
Do you kids know? What do we really need? Jordan? We do need Jesus. We need someone to save us. To save us.
Save us? Save us from what? Lord Voldemort? Is Harry Potter coming to save us?
No. Lord Voldemort's not real. That's just made up.
Darth Vader?
No, not Darth Vader. He's made up too.
Homework.
Homework? We don't need saving from homework. Homework helps us get gooder at English and stuff.
It's better.
Yeah, it's better to do your homework.
I mean, it helps us get better, not gooder. Never mind.
Well...
So, we need saving from the dark. I'm scared of the dark.
What do you reckon, kids? Is the dark the thing we need saving from most of all? No.
Someone to save us from bullies?
No, not bullies.
Climate change.
No, not climate change.
I know what I need. I need someone to save me from Uncle Graham telling me about his foot fungus and his constipation at Christmas lunch.
Priscilla, that's
and
gross.
And his ingrown toenail.
Oh, Priscilla.
And...
Priscilla, those things are gross. We don't want to hear about those things.
Well, neither do I.
Well... Maybe Priscilla does need saving from Uncle Graham and his foot fungus and his medical stories, but what we really need saving from is not something outside of us, it's something inside of us. Do you guys know? What is it? That's right, it's sin. See, sin is when we reject God. Sin, yeah, you know? We need saving from sin, don't we, Josiah? It's when we reject God. And sin destroys us from the inside out.
So, sin inside us?
That's right, inside us. Hearts that reject God, hearts that sin, even though He loves us. And we need to be saved from sin because otherwise it will destroy us.
So, the greatest gift ever would be the one thing we really need. Someone to save us from our sin.
Yes, and to bring us friendship and peace with God. And do you know what, Priscilla? That's exactly the gift God gave to us on that very first Christmas. Because Jesus is the one who will save us from sin. Jesus is the gift.
So Jesus is the greatest gift of all time.
That's right, Priscilla. In the Bible, God tells us that our sin earns us death, but God's gift to us is life through Jesus. Have a listen to this verse from the Bible. What we earn from sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the gift that brings life, and we give each other gifts to remind us that Jesus is God's gift to us. The greatest gift of all time, the one gift we really need. And you know what? I know a really great song about this. All right, coming up, musos, everybody jump up. We're going to sing our next song. This is The Greatest Christmas Gift. Now, some of you might know this song. It might be new for some of you, but it's pretty easy to pick up. I reckon you'll figure it out as we go. Hit it, Mr. Music. Jump up.
What do you want to get this year for Christmas?
What do you want?
What do you want beneath that Christmas tree? What do you want stuffed in that Christmas stocking?
What's the greatest Christmas gift that there could be? Is it on the TV? Or is it a CD? What's that, kids? Maybe a DVD that everybody wants. Is it a new pet?
Some sort of sports set? Or something you've been wishing for and dreaming of all year? What do you want to get this year for Christmas?
Come on, jump in!
What do you want beneath that Christmas tree? What do you want stuffed in that Christmas stocking? What's the greatest Christmas gift that there could be?
Is it a bike to ride? Some sort of super slide?
Or something that you like that's really, really cool?
Or one of those action toys? Does it make a lot of noise?
Have you made yourself a little list? Checked it once or twice? What do you want to get this year for Christmas?
Come on, join in!
What do you want beneath that Christmas tree? What do you want stuffed in that Christmas stocking? What's the greatest Christmas gift that there could be?
What if God gave us
a king to save us and forgave us for all our sin and greed? Well, that's what he's done by giving his own son. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Jesus is the greatest gift at Christmas. You won't find him underneath that Christmas tree. Cause most of all our sinners need a Savior.
Come and see the greatest Christmas gift. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Jesus is the greatest gift that there could ever be. Oh, he is, isn't he?
What could that be?
Grab a seat. Well, Priscilla, happy Christmas.
Oh, happy Christmas, Scott.
Do you reckon you can open that, or do you need a bit of help?
I need some help.
Oh, there you go. See if you can give that a little bit of a pull. There you go. Oh, good one. And keep going. Oh, there you go. Merry Christmas.
It's empty.
Well, it is empty, but look at the shape it makes.
A cross?
That's right, a cross. See, this reminds us that Jesus was born so that when he grew up, he would give his life by dying on a cross, and that's how he would save us from sin.
So God gave us Jesus as a gift. And Jesus gave himself as a gift so that he could save us?
That's right. Jesus gave himself, his own life, as a gift to us to save us from our sin.
That's really sad.
I know it's sad, but it's hard to imagine, isn't it, how he could love us so much that he would die for us. But do you know what, Priscilla? Jesus didn't stay dead. After being dead for 3 days, Jesus rose back to life. And now he's in heaven with God the Father, still alive today, more than 2,000 years later. Jesus will never die again. And you know, because he is still alive, that's why we still celebrate his birthday.
So let me get this straight. Christmas is all about celebrating the birth of the true King, Jesus. And Jesus is the greatest gift ever because he saves us from our sin. And we celebrate Jesus' birthday today because Jesus is still alive. Now I love Christmas more than ever.
Beautiful song, Priscilla. What do you reckon? Let's all join in with Priscilla. Stand up and we'll sing too.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas.
To do is accept him. Unlike chocolate that gets eaten up, or an iPad that gets old and stops working, or a skateboard that you ride for a little while and then forget about, Jesus is the gift that we need to treasure and hold on to for all of our lives.
I need to go and tell all my family and friends what Christmas is really about. I love Christmas.
Well, you do that, Priscilla. It's good to see you this morning. You guys say goodbye to Priscilla.
I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas.
Well, I love Christmas too. While Priscilla's gone to go and tell her friends and family all about Christmas and Jesus, who saves us from our sin, let's sing our last song together, which reminds us to tell our friends and family all about Jesus. Now, you might recognize the tune. It's Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time in Lithgow, in Canberra and Moree. It's Christmas time in Boomer and Adam in a Bee. Go tell it to Australia, in the city, the bush and everywhere. Go tell it to Australia that Jesus Christ is born. It's Christmas time in Bergen, in Fitzroy and Narang. It's Chrissy in Uriutpa and in Wallace.
a tale to Australia. In the city, the bush, and everywhere. Go tell it to Australia that Jesus Christ is born. It's Christmas time in Derby, in Esperance and Longreach. It's Christmas time in Birkin Hill and down on Bondi Beach.
Go. Fantastic, guys. Well, grab a seat. Well, we're going to spend some time now praying, and the Newman family is going to come and help us talk to God.
It is on. It is on. Excellent. Good morning, friends. Please join us in praying together. Our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, you are completely amazing. We acknowledge that everything you do is good. We thank you for who you are and that you have not hidden your character from us. Everything you do shows us your power, your wisdom, and your compassion.
Thank you for this time of year where we learn about Christmas, and thank you for making us, shaping us, loving us, and sending Jesus.
We are sorry that we have sinned against you and are thankful that Jesus came to save us from our sins. Please help us to come to you and put you above everything else in our life.
We also thank you for giving your life as a free gift to us. You didn't stay dead, but you broke this forever hold of death of this world. Also, thank you that this gift will never get old or disappoints us.
Father, please help everyone here and in our wider community to come to know and accept your Son Jesus as Lord and Saviour. Please teach us to treasure Jesus and the life he has given us. Please teach us how to willingly, lovingly, and sacrificially share the good news of Jesus with our families, our neighbours, and our friends. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next week, we will be in a slightly different part of the school. So next week, if you park in this car park, we'll kind of walk right up that direction, follow the path kind of through. There's sort of a walkway that goes in and between and under some buildings and go up to the hall. Or you can sort of drive in through Stevenson Street and park there and walk into the hall that way. We'll have welcomers and signs to help you know where to go. It's going to be a bit of a carol service next Sunday, so it's going to be really exciting. And we're going to have some yummy custard and Christmas pudding afterwards. So get ready for that. Christmas Day is going to be up there as well. We'll be there for the rest of the school holidays through to January. And that's going to be a little bit earlier, 9 a.m. on Christmas Day. So make sure you don't turn up at 10, but get here at 9 on Christmas Day. And our kids' programs will start up again when term starts in 2025. But until then, love to see you guys back next week. If you're visiting us today, we would love to be able to connect with you, find out how you found church with us this morning, even though it's a little bit different today. And we'd love to see if we can help you get to know us a little bit better in any way. Well, I'm going to pray, and then we can have morning tea together and keep the party going. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for Christmas. Thank you for Jesus, the greatest gift ever. Thank you he dealt with our biggest problem, sin. And thank you that he's still alive today and that he's coming back to rescue his people. Thanks for this time together and all the fun and the yummy food we're about to enjoy. Amen.